This is WSIU, powered by you. We're talking this morning with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, we left off talking about this process that the state is going through. Each year, SIU and other agencies hear from state lawmakers, from the Office of Management and Budget, the rest, you need to look at cuts. You need to look at ways to make efficiencies.
Yes.
Is this a part of that exercise, or are you fearful that they're more serious about a dramatic cut this year?
Well, we will see a cut. I have said that publicly and certainly predict that. I think as the new governor and his team come in and try to make sense of how to make a budget work, given the revenue that exists today, as we do this interview, there's going to have to be adjustment made, and we can anticipate some level of cut. I'm hard-pressed at this stage to think it will turn out to be a 20% loss in the state appropriation, but we'll have to come up with something. So the way we're trying to approach it on all of the campuses, not just here in Carbondale, is to put together pools of cuts, if you will, to look at areas where we could try to wring out some savings, make adjustments, and then have those prioritized to some degree depending upon where the political process ends up. So as I say, we see some cut. We don't know if that could be a 3%, 5%, 8%, 12%, 15%, who knows. So we want to have kind of different groups of cuts, reductions, alternative revenue generation, efficiencies that we go to depending upon what the level of budget loss is. Now, people would say, well, why don't you just do that now? If you can identify these things, you know, go out and make the cuts or do whatever is necessary right now. The problem is that we're supporting, paying for very important things that are a part of the fabric of each of the campuses. You know, there's an old line, you know, why do keep universities kind of keep taking on more and more? Well, there's always something good that can be done, and we've taken on a lot of that work, and it's going to demand some tough choices. So as we go in and find these potential savings, as we're asked to model various budgets by the new governor, there will be things offered up that have great value and attachment to people on this campus that we've done for many years, potentially. But we'll identify those and then be ready to address things as we see what level of reduction we're dealing with. One of the things I've said, too, that it's important, when you're talking a cut of the magnitude, at least given this initial foray, that 20% mark, when you're talking a cut at that level, you cannot do this on across-the-board fashion. We've generally followed that approach at this campus over many years in doing give-backs or doing reductions. And again, it's not a hit on anyone, and I've done it myself at different places, but to some degree, it's a lazy person's way of doing budgeting. Just to send out a directive and tell every unit to come up with X percent really doesn't force a thinking through of priorities, what the mission of the university is about, the things we should be doing, the things we should be setting aside. And I don't know that I would call this a silver lining necessarily, but as we go through that process to some degree this spring, again, as we say where the politics takes us, we will be able to ask some questions about things that we've taken on and how central they are to the mission of teaching and learning to the campus. But that's not to say that the things that we do don't have value for a whole lot of constituencies throughout the region, but we're going to have to go in and sort some of those out.
Sure. You sent out a letter to the SIU system earlier this month, perhaps late last month, talking about these things.
Yes.
And a lot of people immediately looked at the number of employees that this means. And there are people who are scared
yes.
for their jobs. There's probably a little bit of finger pointing going on. Well, I work harder than that
yes.
person, or my job's more important than that job. How concerned should people be about the future employment here?
Well, again, I start with the line that I just shared, and that is this is a political process. And even though we're asked to do various budget models, it does not mean that, you know, the final ticker will be a 20% loss of state support. I cannot say that we will come through this without having to lay off anyone. That that would, you know, be somewhat folly on my part to make such a suggestion. At the same time, I want us to be very cautious and not get ahead of ourselves until we see what it is that we have to cover. And we also know that attrition every year on this campus provides a number of positions. There are lots of ways to do things other than just going to personnel, but to say that we won't have layoffs, I think, would be premature. But I also know the disruption it causes, the hit that morale takes when you go down this path. And oddly enough, Jennifer, if we looked to get our 20% covered just in positions, we'd be talking something like 325 positions on this campus. It's impossible to run the university in doing that. So to some degree, it gives you a sense of perspective. And while everything's on the table to look at, I think there should be some comfort taken by those who make SIU work every day, that there is no way that we can go to personnel. There's no way we can go to just positions and get this done. And I would commend to everyone, be involved in the political process, stay attuned to what's happening through the spring. But to the extent that we go to our people to get all this covered, we can't do it because the university won't operate otherwise.
We have said this in the past, and you'll probably have to continue to say it in the future. State funding is just one portion of the amount of money
that
the university uses. A large portion of it also comes from tuition and fees.
That's right. And in some ways, you're pointing to a truth that exists, and that is in covering whatever our loss is, it's not just going in and making cuts. It's also looking at the revenue that we can bring to bear. And I've been talking with our board about the fact that we are probably going to have to look at some sort of increase in our pricing this year. As you know, Jennifer, we froze tuition heading into 2014-15, this current academic term. I think we're going to be hard-pressed to accomplish that 2 years in a row. And I've told our board to be thinking about some level that they have comfort with, that we'll be working on as we see the level of cuts that take place this spring. We're going to have to look to free up revenue to help offset whatever the loss is.
You also want to bring in more people that will
Absolutely.
Pay that amount. How's enrollment looking at both campuses?
Enrollment for spring, both at Edwardsville and Carbondale, looks pretty strong. If numbers hold as given where we are today, we'll be up pretty nicely. I don't want to predict because things can change, but as we follow the numbers, it will be a significant bump on a spring-to-spring comparison, and very excited about that because that also helps the revenue picture. We don't typically budget for a big increase in spring enrollment as we're building a fiscal year budget. Of course, now we're halfway through that fiscal year. So to the extent that this growth we anticipate for spring 15 materializes, it will give us a little breathing room on the budget as well, which is obviously very important as we come into this spring. So far, things are looking good in that regard. I'm very heartened that there, you know, there seems to be a continuation of some of the success we got started with in the fall, and keeping our fingers crossed as we work through this semester and get ready for fall of 15.
Sure. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.